In today's video and podcast, I'm going to be explaining how I trade with currency strength and weakness each day. And also, I've got a question that I'd like to answer regarding the use of Bollinger Bands. So let's get into that and explain more right now. Hi Forex Traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach, and I'd like to answer a couple questions that I've been asked over the last couple of weeks from people. And the first one relates to the currency strength and weakness analysis that I post each day on my website. I post also on a number of other sites such as Forex Peace Army, where I'm one of the giants on that site. And the way that I like to use that is if I'm seeing strength in a particular currency pair, let's say the euro, US dollar, as an example. Let's say I'm seeing strength, I'm looking for predominantly buy positions. What that means is overall, I'm looking for a lot of strength in the euro currency, and at the same time, I'm seeing weakness in the US dollar. Put that together, the euro and the US, as the currency pair, because of course we have to trade in pairs as Forex traders, that means that ideally I'm looking for the euro against the US to rise in value over the next 24 hours. So as a practical way of trading that, what that means is if I'm looking at the euro US dollar, and I've identified that, and I see buy trade setups on any of the shorter time frame charts that day, that to me has to have a lot of extra strength and probability about those trades working and working, in other words, getting to the profit targets and in my favor. Now, that means that I have the longer time frame chart showing a likelihood of the euro US dollar moving up. It means that when I take my trade, maybe it's the 4-hour chart or the 1-hour chart or even down to a 5-minute chart, whatever it is, if I see a buy trade, I'm trading with that likely overall direction. So think about the probabilities, because trading and technical trading does come down largely to probabilities. The probability is I'm trading with the main trend. If the setup is good enough and I have my stop loss and my profit target in place at correct technical levels, therefore the trade has a higher probability of working than taking sell trades on that day. Let's say that over the course of the day, the euro US dollar just falls and falls and falls, and I've said I'm looking for buy trades. All that means is the likelihood of me taking a buy trade is very, very small, because I'm not likely to see any good setups if the currency pair has just fallen all day. So although it means that it's not ended the day in the direction that I was ideally looking for, it means on the shorter time frame charts, I probably haven't lost anything because I haven't taken any new trade setups. So there has to be, when you think about that, a lot of benefits of identifying strength and weakness and trading in those directions for that day. So that's the first question. The second question I've had is to do with Bollinger Bands and the use of Bollinger Bands, because I'm not sure if you can see behind me here on my screen, I do use Bollinger Bands. It's one of the few sort of standard indicators that I use. I don't take it as such as to identify a trade setup as such. I'm not using whether it's bounced off a Bollinger Band or hit it or moved down it or whatever it might be. I'm not doing that. What I'm doing is I'm using Bollinger Bands to help identify what part of the chart the price is in right now. And when I'm looking at candle patterns, I like to see whether it's near the upper Bollinger Band, the middle band, or the lower band. And that can have a huge amount of benefit in identifying the type of trade that I'm looking for. Am I looking for a reversal trade, or am I looking at a continuation of a current trend? And so Bollinger Bands have a great deal of accuracy in helping identify what type of trade we're looking at. If I'm looking at a trade off the upper or lower Bollinger Band, the likelihood is I'm looking for a reversal of the current trend. And a continuation pattern means that generally the price is bouncing at or around the middle Bollinger Band. And it means that, let's say we're in an overall uptrend, we've had a slight retracement, and then we get ourselves a great opportunity to bounce off the middle Bollinger Band and for the overall trend and direction to therefore move back up again. So that's what I'm calling a continuation pattern. Of course, there's still lots of other factors involved in everything that I use in my trading, candle patterns and support and resistance, brand numbers, etc. But the Bollinger Bands, that's how I use them, and that's how I make money from having them on my charts. That's why I use them on my charts, because they can just identify the right part of the chart that the price is in right now. Take them off your chart and your chart suddenly becomes a little bit sort of bare, and it's quite hard to identify what sort of area we're in and likely to be moving into next. So that's the reason I use them. So I hope that helps and it's answered the two questions. If you have any questions you'd like me to answer in these videos and podcasts that I make weekly, all you need to do is drop me an email, andrew@theforextradingcoach.com, and I'll do my best to answer that question for you really shortly. So that's it for now. Have a great weekend. I look forward to talking to you this time next week. Bye for now. This is Andrew Mitchum from The Forex Trading Coach.